Heather Vail, partner of Kadra Turkanu for ClickBank Affiliate Confessions. Today we're speaking with Graham Eastman from Western Australia. Graham, first of all, could you please give us a brief background of yourself and your websites?
Okay. I first started working on the internet full-time back in 1995, which means I've been at it now for a little over 10 years. First off in website development, where I did a lot of corporate and government websites. I then started making my own websites and developed the affiliateguide.com website. It's a directory of affiliate programs. That has gone very well. And I've also developed a number of other websites, and including the wisdomebooks.com website and various other niche websites selling various products.
How many websites do you have altogether?
I've got about 15 domains at the moment.
And each one of them is selling affiliate products?
No, not quite. Well, to some extent. They're either in traffic generation or in actually selling affiliate products or general advertising.
Okay. Why did you get started with ClickBank affiliate marketing?
ClickBank is clearly a leader when it comes to selling e-products, software, e-books. They're probably about the biggest and best network out there for doing that. So it became very, very easy. In fact, in this industry, if you're going to be involved with someone, you generally get involved with the biggest and the best. So that's why ClickBank. Although there are others that are that are challenging them and are doing well, and I get involved with most I can.
So why did you choose affiliate marketing in general?
It just seemed like such a win-win situation for everybody. When I first came across it, it just seemed to make sense to me, if you know what I mean. Like, it just seemed that, the merchant wins and the affiliate wins and the consumer wins, and it just seemed like a really good business model. So I just thought, this is going to be around for a while. This is going to work. So I got involved.
How much do you make as a ClickBank affiliate?
I make somewhere between $1,000 and $1,500 a month just from ClickBank.
How much is it possible to make as a ClickBank affiliate?
I don't think you could put a limit on it. It really depends on how hard you want to work. there's no doubt that millions of dollars worth of software and e-books are sold on the internet. So, if you're good enough, you can get a big share of that.
How much do you think the average new person could expect to make?
I don't know. I mean, it's not difficult because, you say new people, but some people can just pick it up and they have the time or the resources to devote to it, and others have limited time and resources and are going to struggle to begin with.
How long did it take you to get to the point where you are now?
Well, I started my affiliate guide site in 98, so that's 6 or 7 years. Now, I mean, I've been doing this for a while, but I mean, it certainly takes time and consistent effort to be successful, and I don't believe there's any shortcut. But there's no reason why, if someone new started today, that in a couple of years' time they can't be earning way more than what I am. It's just a matter of applying themselves to it.
Okay, so you got the idea to do affiliateguide.com, but there must have been a time lapse between actually seeing those sales start to roll in. Was it a matter of months or years?
In the first year, I was lucky to make $100 a month out of the site, all up, and like ClickBank would have been just next to nothing back then. And then, you know, the next year it sort of got a bit more, you know, you might be earning 200 a month or something. And then it just sort of builds from that. So, yeah, it takes considerable time and consistent effort. Actually, I should make this point. If ever there's a problem with most people is that they start something and they give up in 6 months because they can't see the money. Do you know what I mean? You've got to actually go, you know, get past those 6 months, do it for a year, do it for 18 months, do it for 2 years. And gradually, if you work really hard at it over time, then the money will come. You will be successful, but you can't just give up after 6 months and think, oh, I've only made $100 or something, it's not worth it. You just got to persevere at it.
Today we're talking with Eric Holmland from Fort Collins, Colorado.
Okay, so Eric, could you give us a brief background of yourself and your website?
Sure. I basically got into internet marketing back in 1999 after I got married, and I worked at some various sales jobs out in the real world, and internet kind of became a hobby for me. I did some eBay stuff for a while, tried all kinds of get-rich-quick schemes, tried a bunch of stuff that didn't work, and finally found some success. I did pretty well on eBay for a while, and started doing some other types of marketing. I ended up starting a web hosting company and built and sold two web hosting companies and got kind of more into the affiliate side of marketing. And now I do kind of a combination. I would say my business is constantly evolving, but I do a lot of affiliate marketing and got some of my own products as well.
What made you decide to get started in affiliate marketing and in particular with ClickBank?
Well, coincidentally with the web hosting business, I was kind of watching what some of my customers were doing, not in a matter of spying on them, but just in regular communication and kind of seeing what they're up to and seeing that some of these guys were making a ton of money, you know, just with one website or with a few little websites, whereas I was having to put in all this time and effort to support my customers, to do all these technical things, and you know, meanwhile my customers were making money. It seemed to be a lot easier way, so it really got me curious, kind of got the ball rolling, I guess.
So how much do you make as a ClickBank affiliate?
Well, as far as like gross income, I probably bring in about a good $10,000 to $15,000 a month of affiliate commissions. And as far as profit, I'd say at least half of that. So, you know, anywhere from $8,000 to $10,000 a month, probably something like that.
How much do you think it would be possible to make? The upper limit.
Oh, really, the sky's the limit. I mean, I've seen people that are making over $100,000 a month. And, you know, an example would be like the Rich Jerk. I don't know if you've seen that report out there. But, you know, he's a real guy that's out there that, you know, figured out some unique ways of making money with ClickBank and other affiliate programs. And there's guys out there that do that kind of thing, and they do it well, and they make incredible money.
How much do you think the average newbie could expect to make?
That's a good question. It really depends on their level of, education of where they learned how to do their affiliate marketing. I think most new affiliates probably fail miserably and don't make very much money at all. But anyone with a decent, a decent training course or someone who's going to learn from other successful affiliates would probably be able to jump in and make anywhere from a couple hundred to a couple $1,000s a week. I would think that would be reasonable.
How long did it take you to get to the point where you are now bringing in thousands of dollars a month?
There was a bit of a learning curve, actually. The first few months of doing a whole lot of ClickBank affiliate marketing were a bit rough. I was doing mainly pay-per-click type of stuff. And there's definitely a learning curve there. It's not a real hard thing, but it's kind of a science, and there's some trial and error involved, and I didn't have, I guess, the best information in front of me. I had some good information, but not the complete picture, and so I did a lot of trial and error on my own. And so, yeah, for the first 3 months of doing it, I mean, the business was a little rocky. Luckily, I had some other stuff, you know, that I had going already that really help me, you know, support my income. All the ClickBank stuff really got rolling. But I mean, there was definitely some weeks where I took a loss. But I think with the proper knowledge, that could be avoided. I think the key there would be to start small and build gradually.
So what did you think when you saw your affiliate commissions start to skyrocket?
Well, I mean, obviously I saw that there was a big opportunity there. There was a couple of things that I thought when I saw that. The one thing that I thought was, how can I multiply this over and over again? I mean, it's a matter of leverage, basically. You know, so many people look at their jobs, and they see it in terms of, you know, how much can I get paid per hour? Or, you know, if I can get more work done, then I can make more money. But with this type of opportunity, it's a matter of, you know, you can make more money without having to do much more work just by leveraging the system over and over again. So, you know, for example, with pay-per-click advertising, I can write one little ad, and that ad can bring me an income for years, basically. It'll bring me a commission every time someone purchases a product after clicking on that ad. And so if I can multiply that effort, get lots and lots and lots of ads out there, the income is just going to keep growing and growing and growing. And then the other side of it that I started thinking about when I saw those paychecks start coming in is checking out the other side of it and becoming a ClickBank vendor as well, and getting my own product out in the market. And that way I have income coming in from promoting other people's stuff as well as from my own stuff.
Joining me today is Liz Tolmie from Tennessee. Liz, first of all, could you give us a brief background of yourself and your websites?
Okay, sure. We'll start near the beginning, long story short. In 94, I was 15. I started building websites for friends and families and stuff like that. At about age 19, I started my own direct mail business. I offered advertising services and how-to products to the opportunity seeker crowd. It took me about 2 years to really start making money with it. I turned it into a full-time business, and that would have been 98. Okay, and then in November of 2004, I saw that I could do the same thing online that I was already doing successfully offline. I trained my husband to run my direct mail business and started my own internet marketing business. I used everything I had learned from offline business, and then within 1 year, had doubled my income. Presently, I'm focusing on creating products and services for internet marketers and creating other streams of income like AdSense and then promoting small niche products. My main internet marketing site is at tomiemarketing.com, and then I have over 130-something websites now going.
Why did you wait 5 years before making the move from offline to online businesses?
Oh, I never had gotten online to look for opportunity type things. I enjoyed doing the offline stuff all through the mail. I had a fleet of what we call dealers in the offline world. We call affiliates in the online world. I had over 400 of those guys promoting my offline products for me, so there was no reason for me to even think about internet marketing.
So why did you decide to get started with ClickBank affiliate marketing?
Because it's so easy. I mean, you go in, especially now that they have their little beta search thing, but before the beta search thing, it was still easy. You could find products in all kinds of different niches very easily.
How much do you make as a ClickBank affiliate?
Usually between, anybody who is a ClickBank affiliate will know that it's always going to differ, and it always depends on how much you promote and how much you advertise the product, but usually between $2,000 and $4,000 a month.
How much do you think it's possible to make?
I would say an unlimited income almost because of how many products are in the ClickBank marketplace.
So what do you think about the average newbie coming in? They don't really know what they're doing. What can they expect to make at first?
At first, probably not much because with anything in internet marketing, there is a strong learning curve. But if you can find a system to follow, a step-by-step system, and follow that system religiously and test and track what's working in your system and what's not, there's no reason in just a few months that a newbie couldn't be making at least a few hundred dollars a month doing this.
Once you did go online, how long did it take you to get where you are now making several thousand dollars a month with it?
About 8 months.
What did you think when you saw your affiliate commissions first start to skyrocket?
I was shocked. It was so nice not having to deal with customers, my other affiliates. I was just absolutely shocked that I could make that much money by promoting products in the ClickBank marketplace.
So before we get into the actual meat of how you use these various tactics, in a nutshell, what are the tactics that you use to promote ClickBank products?
Basically, I take and I go into Microsoft Publisher. I create a full-page ad for the product I'm going to be promoting, and I promote it offline.
So you mail it out?
Yes.
Okay. So the first thing, I guess, would be, how do you choose your product to promote?
Basically, I'll watch what's going on in the mail. You know, since I already have a direct mail advertising business, this is rather easy for me. For those that don't, you'll have to watch what's going on the Internet. But I watch what people are promoting. If I see a strong streak of a certain topic, then I will go to the ClickBank Marketplace and try and find an ebook or a software product on that topic.
What particular products do you promote right now?
Mainly ebooks. I've done a couple software products. They don't tend to do very well in offline advertising, I guess because most people that are looking at offline advertising in my niche are people who are looking for ways to make money. And most of the software products that are offered in the ClickBank marketplace are only used to, you know, help your business and stuff like that. So mainly ebooks.
Are there any particular ebooks that have done well for you?
Richard Quick's, I think it's Easy Income System, has done absolutely incredible. Website Tonight has done really, really well. I can't remember who that's by. I'd have to pull up all my ads. Any type of ebook that deals with a money-making system or doing something easier that has to do with making money does really, really well.
Today I'm talking with Rick Davies from Ontario, Canada. Rick, first of all, could you please give us a brief background of yourself and your website?
Okay, let's see. Right now, our biggest meat and potatoes would be firstpromotion.com, which is a ClickBank mall and affiliate portal. Our affiliate background has started with domain name trading, I guess, and then it went on to, let me see, where did we go? We went from domain trading to selling on eBay to developing our own products and our own websites and selling pretty much a little bit of everything through our own websites as well. My brother Ron and I are business partners, separated by probably about 1,800 kilometers, I guess. So it keeps the business and the relationship healthy. We're not too close for comfort. And as far as background, we both come from a military background, believe it or not. Neither one of us has a marketing or advertising or even really a sales background at all. So I guess if there's a truth to the adage that if we can do it, anyone can do it, I'd say that we're probably living proof.
So what made two guys with a military background decide to get into Internet marketing?
Well, I think probably a lot of it has to do with how well the military pays you. You know, we were always looking for something more to, you know, to be able to get a few of the toys in life. You know, we've always provided well for our families as far as with the essentials. But everybody likes to have the toys, I think. And I think it was that desire for more, you know, and I think that burns inside everybody to a certain extent. You know, so yeah, it was basically for toys and well-being.
When did you start with internet and affiliate marketing?
I believe it was probably 1998. Believe it or not, that's almost like antiques in the internet marketing terms, I guess. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
And we would have started with cell phone accessories, actually, and I believe that was through Commission Junction. And it was very, very competitive, but we had bought an expired domain name that got a lot of type-in and natural traffic from the search engines. So it did as well. didn't do as well compared to how we do now, but in terms of our first affiliate venture online, yeah, it did us very well.
I guess another benefit, I mean, you're in a remote area of Ontario and your brother's several provinces away, and meanwhile, you can work together through the internet, so I guess the internet breaks down geographic barriers in a sense.
Without a doubt, Heather. I mean, I live in a hamlet of probably, maybe 300 people. You know, I've got my dream home, which is on a trout stream now. It's about 10 acres on a trout stream, and you know, I'm where, or I should say, we are where we want to be as far as our family. This is our dream home, our dream location. The internet helps to break down a lot of barriers that you're just not going to find. You know, you're just not going to be able to do the same in conventional sales. You know, I mean, to be able to go out and offer the variety of products, basically, that anybody wants. You know, whether you're a gardener, a fisherman, you know, or something as obscure as a zookeeper. You know, there's pretty much a digital product out there or an affiliate product for just about everybody.
So why did you get started with ClickBank affiliate marketing in particular?
Well, we really liked the idea of selling other people's stuff. I mean, that's just exciting, you know, getting paid to sell other people's stuff. And probably the most hands-off way to make money is through the delivery of electronic products. From the moment that the customer pays, they're delivered the product, I'm delivered my commission, the vendor delivers his payment for the product. Also, electronic products, because they're not a tangible item, they tend to pay their affiliates a higher commission. ClickBank has a commission range of 1 to 75%, but I'd say over 85% of all the products that are sold through the ClickBank marketplace are in the 40 to 60% range of commission. So that's pretty lucrative.
How much do you make just as a ClickBank affiliate?
I'd rather not discuss exact figures, but it is five figures a month sometimes.
How much do you think it's possible to make as a ClickBank affiliate?
I know of several people that do mid six figures a year as an affiliate. Now, that's not just ClickBank, but that is strictly electronically delivered products.
What about a newbie just starting out? What could they expect to make?
Oh, you know, that's a question that I get asked a lot, and I really like to use our story, I think, as a good example. I think the most important thing that anybody can do is to set an attainable goal. Everybody out there, it seems like they're saying, you know, make this much, make this huge amount, and you're going to have to do nothing. It takes some work to make some money. It's not hard work. You don't come home sweaty or dirty or wet, you know, but you do have to put time into it. You are building a business. When we started online, being from the military, I always looked to eventually replace my military income with something other than working on planes. That's what I did for 24 plus years, is I worked in aircraft electronics. So what I did is I purposely set a low goal of $100 a month. I purposely set it that low that if I didn't make it, it's either A, because I just wasn't cut out to do it, or B, because I just didn't try.
Today I'm speaking with one of the most famous super affiliates out there, Rosalind Gardner from British Columbia, Canada, author of the Super Affiliate Handbook. First of all, Rosalind, even though a lot of listeners might be familiar with your story, others are pretty new to the game. So could you please give us a brief background of yourself and your website?
All right. Well, and thank you for the lovely introduction. Where should I start? From before I became an affiliate marketer?
Yeah, what drove you to become an affiliate marketer in the first place?
Well, I actually was an air traffic controller and had been for about 20 years. And what I was finding was that the shift schedules were making me ill. And fortunately, if there's a good part about it, I had started a little website
a little gardening website as a hobby while I was still working as an air traffic controller. And that was back in 1997. And I could really, you know, the traffic that I was getting to that site was just amazing. What it was a seed exchange, because I do a lot of gardening. And I was getting tons and tons of seeds, had a beautiful, beautiful garden. And it was really pretty obvious that, you know, boy, if I could find a way to make money through this site or any other site, that it was going to do really well. So about the same time as I started thinking about how to monetize a site, I saw this banner ad that said webmasters make money, and I clicked through to it, and it was for the one and only dating network, which unfortunately just closed its doors back in December of 2005. And anyway, it explained the concept of affiliate marketing. Basically, put up a link, right, with your unique affiliate ID encoded in that link on your own website. And if somebody buys a membership, like a dating service membership, you would make some money. So I thought, cool, you know, I've been hanging around in a few chat rooms here and there and didn't really like that experience. So as a single person, a dating service membership seemed to be really an ideal proposition. So, like, I could support the product for sure. So that's what I did. I opened up I started a site called SageHearts, S-A-G-E, with a hyphen, HEARTS.com. And the very first day that it was basically listed on Yahoo, and getting a listing on Yahoo was almost automatic back then, I made a sale. And about 30 days later, I got a check for $10.99. And so I realized that, oh, boy, you know, that's not a lot of money, but it sure was encouraging that affiliate marketing was a viable opportunity. And, well, I don't know whether you actually said the name of my book, but the book that I published in 2003 is actually called The Super Affiliate Handbook, How I Made $436,797 last year selling other people's stuff online. So I came a little way from that $10.99 paycheck.
What sets a super affiliate apart from a regular affiliate?
Super affiliates really treat their treat affiliate marketing like a business. And, you know, instead of just, you've seen these sites all over the place, you know, you go to a page and it's just loaded with banner ads and, you know, links to this and irrelevant topics. You know, instead of the site having a single theme, they'll be trying to sell, you know, baby products on one side of the page and adult products on another. Like, and I do mean adult products. So yeah, that's the biggest difference. And then of course, super affiliates sell more for their merchant partners than anybody else. Like, I think the stats, and they do vary quite widely, but I think it's the top 2% of affiliates will sell 80% of an affiliate program products. So, that makes them pretty super.
Yeah, that's way more off balance than the normal 80-20 rule that people use in regular sales.
Mm-hmm.
So before we go into the details of it, could you tell us in a nutshell, what are the tactics that you use to get into that top 2%?
What are the tactics that I use? Well, I mean, it's a full meal deal business plan proposition. I build a site around a single theme. My biggest niche market is online dating, and still, I mean, I started with that, and it still is. And I, instead of doing little sites that have, you know, like 1, 2, or 10 pages, I do really big content sites. I think that is the biggest key, because, of course, search engines like content, and it's not only about search engines, it's about visitors, and that should be the primary key, is to satisfy your visitors' needs for whatever they happen to be searching for in the search engines. You know, if they type in, looking for girls in Philadelphia, or looking for a boyfriend in wherever, I want my site to come up, and then when they click on that link, I want them to have the information that they were looking for immediately. I want them to land on a page that's relevant to their search. And that's the biggest key in making good conversions on an affiliate marketing site. I even see merchants doing that where they'll have an ad posted, say, on Google AdWords, which are the sponsored listings that you see on the right-hand side when you do a search on Google.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like I'll type in wooden initials. I was looking for a gift for a friend, right? You know, those big wooden initials. Mm-hmm. And so I type that in, and like half the advertisers, you click on their link that says wooden letters or wooden initials, and you come to the homepage of their site, and it's a woodworking site, or it's, you know, it sells wood products, but they sell everything from, you know, patio furniture to, you know, to wooden initials. So then you have to start digging through the site, and I find that, and most surfers would find that just frustrating. You know, don't list wooden initials and then take me to a catch-all kind of page. So what you're trying to do is satisfy your visitor as soon as possible with as few clicks as possible. I think that really is the biggest key.